A word for you from Psalm 19, verses 3 to 6. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving its chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. How wonderful is God's creation! Even though we are not to be transfixed with looking up and not admiring God Himself, the Creator of the creation, nevertheless there are many lessons to be learned, and one of them is that nothing is hidden from the heat of the sun, as it says at the end of verse 6. Imagine 6 verses in the Bible are spent just on the creation. The fact that day to day speech is being poured out and night to night reveals knowledge. And these words go to the uttermost parts of the world. Yes, God's creation does speak about who God is. The fact that it is regular, it is something that is not unpredictable. God's nature is always the same. He does not change. And so, as we look at God's creation, we can see many aspects of God. One that I'd like to look at today. Nothing hidden from the heat of the sun, verse 6. And so too, nothing is hidden from God. He who is the creator of the sun. He who is light himself. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And you'll find in the New Testament that life and light always go together. John chapter 1, he who came into the world was the life of the world, and the life was the light of the world. The two are intimately connected, life and light. And it's found, of course, not in the sun. It doesn't have its own innate, spontaneous life. It's given it by God, the Creator. Romans 1, as we looked at last time, it speaks about the fact that because this creation shows clearly the Creator, therefore people are without excuse. They cannot run into the theory of evolution and say that they didn't know one day because they stand before God with these theories. They cannot claim innocence. God says they are without excuse. For there is speech, there are words, there is the evidence being spoken all the time about God, from whom nothing is hid.